Kelsey is the goalkeeper of the Bearcats soccer team, and as always, please fill out your question and answer cards. Your servers should have brought those around to you. If you have questions for either Coach Hoza or Coach Doral this evening, we want you to sit back, enjoy yourself, and have a good time. We'll be back with John's interview with head coach Tracy Hoza, the Bearcat soccer team, right after this 60-second timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Coaches Show, live at Carson Sports Grill, right here on KXCV.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you by Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work and driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, family-owned since 1951, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph, 800-292-6546.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, again broadcast live every Thursday evening at this time from downtown Maryville, Carson Sports Grill, and we're joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State soccer team, Tracy Hoza, and Tracy will be with us for the first portion of our show, and then Tracy has to get over for some practice time tonight, getting ready for Missouri Western tomorrow night down in St. Joseph. And again, a reminder, if you have any questions for Tracy, the question and answer cards are at your tables. Go ahead, fill those out and get those up to us now, and we'll take questions with Tracy a little bit later during our interview from you. So make sure if you have any questions to bring them up to the table here, and we'll get those along to, again, Tracy Hoza. And Tracy, your team right now, 3-2-1 on the season and off to a very good start. And just talk a little bit about the way the season's gone for you up to this point.
You know, you start off with preseason with a lot of new players come in this year. Very excited, brought a lot of energy to the playing field. And just the system that we're playing a little bit allows us to attack a lot. We're scoring a lot of goals, which is great. We're scoring a lot of goals when we're down goals, which is even better. But we need to work a little bit on giving up the goals. And we knew that to begin with. We have a lot of young kids in the back. So we're scoring a lot. We're giving up some, but not as much as we're scoring. So far, not so bad. We'd like to be have a little bit more wins in there than we've had. But it still is a little young in the season, and we're still working with our team to tighten up things in the defense.
No, I was talking with you earlier this season that one of the things that you wanted to work on was with those young kids as you bring them into the program. They're coming off a couple of very good years, but you've got some young kids right now that you want to bring along here, and that's one of the main things you tried to do at this time of the season.
Yep, we got to get their confidence up, especially after a tough loss against Truman. You got to get their confidence up and make sure that you don't lose them. Make sure you just keep things simple with what we need to do on the field, aka win a 1v1, win your tackles, win the head balls, get back in and recover, and be confident and controlled in the back. And that's what we need to instill into the younger. And when we talk about not just the defense, it's just everybody on board with defending and go back to our basics and what we stand for. We defend with pride and we defend together.
I would imagine, too, it's very important for the experienced players that you've had in the program to maybe take over a little bit of that leadership role this season.
They've been brilliant. You know, Kelsey, who's here tonight, very good in goals. She's leading the conference in saves, is getting a lot of action. She's doing a great job back there helping with the young freshmen. You know, in midfield, we have Amanda Bundrant, Jordan Albright, Anna Calgard, and up front, Tori Von Mendy, and they just take over games. They're very confident young players, and we've gone down significantly in two games And all those players have just stepped in, did the simple little things, and brought us back into those games. And even when we're down like 3-0, you know, Amanda Bundren just goes, all right, we have this, and goes on. And they show up big. And Tori showed up big this weekend down in Lindenwood, being 2-0 down and scoring a hat-trick within 12 minutes.
Let's talk a little bit about that Lindenwood game last Friday in St. Charles. It's again a suburb of St. Louis. Lindenwood, a new team to the MIAA, and kind of a new situation this year with some of the new teams coming in. Just talk a little bit about preparing for a team like Lindenwood and what it took to come up with a victory on the road there.
You know, we played against Lindenwood last year. They came up to us a little bit different. We go down to them. We play on field turf. All last week we practiced on the football field, the other football field. Last week under lights, and so we're getting used to that. We went over earlier during the day on Friday, and we just looked around their field and just got a sense of excitement to play somebody new and to start off the MIAA. So it was actually kind of nice to get down there and play. And the girls were excited to play, and hence why it shows when we're 2-0 down, we come back to win 3-2.
Yeah, and a very good win there against Lindenwood. And then day off, then you travel to Kirksville to face Truman State. Now, that's a team that's been a good team in the conference for several years now, and just a tough loss on Sunday then for you.
You know, it was. Would it have been a 3-0 game? I don't think so. But I will say Truman are a very well-coached team. They did take the game to us the first half. Our young players did panic a little bit, and it was the second half we settled down a lot more, you know, and just getting them used to being in the MIAA. And in my opinion, Truman is one of the best teams in the conference.
And how do they compare nationwide as well?
You know, I think they'll do a good job this year if they keep playing how they played against us.
Now, as you look ahead toward this week's schedule, I've got again, a game tomorrow night down in St. Joseph with Missouri Western, and one of the reasons you're practicing tonight just to kind of get ready and play during the evening hours under the lights to get ready for Missouri Western. Talk a little bit about the rivalry with Missouri Western in soccer. A lot of people know about the rivalry in football and basketball, but just talk a little bit about the rivalry it seems like all sports have with Missouri
Western.
You know,
I think it's the exact same as football, because when we go down there, it's a battle, and it's a bit of a who's fighting on the field. And who wants it more, and it's always going to be like that. And we'll tell our players this is how it's going to be. It's a fight. And we'll show up to fight, but we got to show up to play soccer as well. And I think the team that will take control of the ball and take control of what we're doing soccer-wise will win tomorrow night.
Hey, what about Missouri Western as a team? What type of team do they have this year?
You know, we played them twice in the spring. We went down there, and they came up to us, and they're... a little bit more organized this year. They play a 4-4-2. Their back line is doing a good job. They've got a couple of young, fast kids that will run at us. So basically, they'll be a little bit similar to us. Chad has done a good job with coaching them as well. So it'll be a good game tomorrow night.
Again, that one on the road, but once you get that one out of the way, you've got three in a row coming back at on the Northwest campus. That's going to be nice to be home for a while.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. It was. We got spoiled a little bit with the beginning part of the season. We were at home, but it's nice to get. We haven't been up on our soccer field. We want to get back up there, and I'm excited to get up there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon next week. Not in the morning. All right, 3 o'clock in the morning, Kelsey. Be there.
You are excited to get out there then.
Yes.
Let's talk about those matches. You know, again, on Tuesday, you've got Graceland coming in, and then back to the conference with Northeastern State next Friday and Central Oklahoma on the Sunday after that. But first of all, Graceland, a non-conference game on Tuesday. Talk a little bit about getting ready for someone like Graceland coming in.
You know, what we'd like to do that day is see a lot of players that haven't played a lot get in and get some playing time, and just to see how they compete and how they compete on in a game where, you know, it doesn't count against our conference record, doesn't count against our regional record, and we want to see how we compete, and we're still going to play soccer and go out to win that game.
Then back to the conference, and then you've got, we talked a little bit about Lindenwood being a newcomer to the conference. You got two more coming in that coming up from Oklahoma, Northeastern State, and Central Oklahoma. I know you've played Northeastern State in the past, but talk about facing the Oklahoma schools then.
No, it's good. I mean, I'm just glad they're coming up here the first year so we can get a feel for how they are. Obviously, we played Northeastern a couple of times, so we know how they're going to be. Central Oklahoma, you know, it'll be our first time facing them. It'll be exciting to have some new teams come up and play against us. Even more exciting is their home games.
All right, and let's we talk about your program. Again, we've talked about some of the games coming up here, but let's just kind of go over a few things. You've been head coach since 2003 at Northwest and really building the program up the last couple of years. A lot of success, of course, last year. First ever for the program, a trip to the MIAA postseason tournament.
Yep, that was pretty neat. You know, we haven't had a lot of conference playoffs within the soccer, and we have it again this year. In my opinion, it offers a lot of excitement for the players, and that's what we're out for. We're out for the players and to have them to enjoy a season, to look forward to something at the end of the season, to look forward to a chance to playing again in postseason with NCAA, and the winner of the conference tournament can do that. And it was just a great atmosphere last year. We held it down in Kansas City, and I thought the MIAA and Dr. Bob did a great job of hosting it. And that's something that we would love to keep going and to have the MIAA, to have that energy, to keep that up every year.
I ever think it's important for all the sports really to have that presence in Kansas City, and a tournament like that for soccer has to be really big for you.
It's very big. You know, we'll change it up this year. It'll be the top four teams will host the playoff game and the top seed will host it at home. So it's a little bit different this year. That's okay. We'll be the top seed and we'll host it. We love that. So we're fine with that.
All right. And again, we're talking with Tracy Hosa, the head coach of the Northwest soccer team. If you have any questions for Tracy, again, fill out one of the question and answer cards, bring them up to the table, and we'll pass those along here before Tracy has to go and get her team out on the practice field tonight. Tracy, as you look at your program, 10 wins in each of the three of the last 4 years, really kind of building up the program. What are some of the keys right now to getting the program where it is right now for you?
You know, you start off with your back line, your goalkeeper, and, you know, Kelsey's done a great job for us the last couple of years. A very young goalkeeper out of Savannah. Didn't have a lot of goalkeeping coaching, but what a fantastic athlete. We start with the back line again with our centre back and then our centre midfielders. You always look for good centre midfielders that will control the game. Amanda Bundren does a great job of that. Fiona Maloney is doing a great job with that, and we have a newcomer coming in, Chris McElhose, a freshman who's starting to get a lot of playing time. So you make sure you have kids that can control games and understand soccer and can problem solve on the soccer field, and then you have to finish up with your goal scorers up front and what they do and the service that they get from our outside mids, and just somebody that can create a little bit of magic, a little bit of, as we would say, Georgie Best, very famous soccer player, just a little bit of magic and creativity within the box, and that's what Tori does. So you got to have all those little players in line, and, you know, in 2014 I'm going to have to recruit again to keep that up.
I imagine, too, the success you've been having, it kind of bodes well for bringing in players into the program now that they know that you're coming to a very good program here.
Absolutely. You know, we're starting to see a lot more kids applying and wanting to play soccer, a lot more recruits from the higher quality teams. You know, we have a player on our team this year that her club team in Omaha were ranked number 2 in the nation. She hasn't been able to set foot yet. She just got cleared last week from the doctor to start playing. So, you know, we're starting to see students like that wanting to come to Northwest and wanting to play soccer.
Now we have a question for you here, and the question from the crowd here at the Carson Sports Grill is, who is the most improved player on the team or the biggest surprise at this point this season?
You know, Tori obviously has done a good job. She came in pre-season in fantastic shape. Last year she was a transfer, and sometimes it's hard for the transfer players to come on board pretty quickly in the pre-season. And she struggled a little bit, but obviously showed in her play last year she had 11 goals. This summer she played all summer long. She's been in with our program, and she's just done a good job. She's got 6 goals right now in 6 games. I believe she just tied the school record for goals, and she's only been here a year and 6 games. So she's done a good job. We've changed a few players in their positions. Jordan Albright on the right midfield. She used to be our centre defender and offered us a lot of tacking options and smartness on the field. and our senior captain Amanda Bundrant in midfield, always quiet but always solid, and she's starting to show a little bit bigger when we're under pressure, and that seniority is coming out now. So, I mean, she's doing a good job.
And another thing with the program, you're building a lot of interest, and a lot of people look forward to your home games.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's fun. It's really fun to come out and watch soccer. We don't score as many points as football or basketball, but, I mean, hey, we scored 9 goals in one game a couple of weeks ago, and the players are playing fun soccer. And, you know, you have some trials and tribulations with getting it right. But when we do get it right, it's pretty sweet.
All right. Well, Tracy, thanks a lot for being with us, and good luck tomorrow as you face Missouri Western.
Thank you.
Again, the Northwest Missouri State soccer team will be in action tomorrow night. Missouri Western, the opponent, down in St. Joseph, with 7 o'clock start for that. Tracy will be leaving here in just a moment to go to practice, but we'll still talk a little more soccer when we come back after our timeout. We'll bring the goalkeeper in, and Kelsey Adams out of Savannah. Rodney will be talking to Kelsey. That's coming up right after this timeout as you're listening to the KXCV Bearcat Coach's Show, broadcast live from downtown Maryville at Carson Sports School. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute timeout.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Today's broadcast is underwritten by Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Services include open bowling daily, lanes and cosmic bowling for all ages, as well as lane rental for special occasions. Bearcat Lanes and Lounge, located at 1803 South Main, 562-2571.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Welcome back to Carson Sports Grill here in Maryville, the home of the Bearcat Coaches Show. Let's give Tracy Hose a nice round of applause once again. She's been at Northwest for 10 years, put a great program together, Bearcat Soccer. Thanks, Tracy. Also, while we're trying to warm you up and get you to clap a little bit and join in the program, let's give a big round of applause to the entire Carson's Sports Grill family. You know, your host and hostesses really do a great job. And Carson and Renee are hosting these coaches' shows all the way through March, through the end of the spring sports season. So we want to thank them very, very much for that. And particularly your host and hostesses tonight. They're really working hard for you. It's time for our Meet Your Bearcat Student Athlete segment. Our guest hails from Savannah, Missouri, and it's Bearcat soccer goalkeeper. Please welcome Kelsey Adams. Kelsey, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Kelsey, well, first, before we get into the questions and things, I've got to tell you a little bit about Kelsey, if you would. You know, we heard from Tracy that she's a tremendous athlete. And she has got a list of accolades that won't go on one whole page. So let me tell you a little bit about first this great Bearcat. Kelsey's a 5'8 junior majoring in pre-physical therapy. She's a 3-year starter for the Bearcats. She leads the conference so far with 40 saves. She leads the conference with a 6.4 average save per game. She ranks third all-time with saves for Northwest Missouri State University, and she's just a junior. She ranks second all-time in save percentage. How about that? Kelsey Adams, goalkeeper. Okay, now that I've blown you up a little bit, it gets a little harder, okay? No, really. I'm sure you're excited. You got a big game coming up tomorrow night. It's against Missouri Western. It's at Spratt Stadium. I'm sure you'd like to see as many Bearcats in green and white
yes.
as you possibly could.
Yeah, we would.
not only that, but, you know, the Bearcats, you've not lost to Missouri Western since September 2009. You're 9-1-3 during that span against the Griffins. Quite impressive record. Talk a little bit about the type of game you expect and what the fans can expect to see.
Well, playing Missouri Western, it's a big rival, so it's always going to be tough. Both teams are going to want to win. Obviously, we both have something to work for. It's conference and the title, you know, the big rival. But the fans will help, and I hope we both come out to play, and I just hope we can come on top.
You know, talk a little bit about what do you expect, you know, the Griffins, what will they try to do against you?
It's hard telling, you know, everybody has their tricks, but we're both going to play really hard, you know, just the rival, everybody goes hard, so hopefully we can pull out with a win.
Talk about some of your other teammates, you know, folks that have stepped up so far this year to make the year so far very successful.
We've all pretty much stepped up. Like Coach said, everybody, you know, we've kind of moved some players around, and we have a lot of new players, so it's kind of a hard transition, but I think we've done really well. You kind of got to get to know everybody and how they play, and with having that many new people and playing in new positions, it's kind of difficult, but we've done tremendously well with that, and we're using everybody on the field, and we work really well together.
You've been so successful. Talk a little bit about your individual goals that you've set for yourself this year and maybe some of your team goals.
Individually, I mean, it's nice that, you know, every goalie wants that shutout. Unfortunately, I haven't, you know, came up with one yet, but, I mean, that's something to work towards. And then, like, team-wise, I mean, we obviously want to win as much as we can, but I'd like to play together, you know, and win and have fun is the main thing.
How important, I mean, it's a big-time team sport. How important is team chemistry?
Very important with soccer. You know, it's not an individual sport. You have your individual talent, but together you have to work, you know, you have to work together, and everybody has to feed off of each other. So it's very important to have chemistry on and off the field.
Talk a little bit about, we mentioned that you're a pre-physical therapy major. Talk a little bit about your major and minor and maybe, you know, some of your plans that you see for yourself in the future upon graduation.
I have actually changed my major since then, but I'm corporate rec and wellness now. I don't have too many plans yet, but I would like to, you know, just stay with athletes and do some training and possibly coaching soccer because I have a passion for soccer.
Okay.
I played it since I was young. So.
How about other clubs, organizations? Talk about some of the things that you're involved with besides academics and soccer.
I am joining a club. It's called To Write Love on Her Arms. It's about suicide prevention. A couple girls on the team and I have decided to join that club. And I also ran for softball last spring. So.
Okay. Why is that particular organization really important to you and your friends?
There's a lot. Suicide rates have, you know, increased, unfortunately. And, I mean, just with the internet growing, it's just kind of something that hits, you know, so... prevention is good, so why not help be a part of that?
Okay, nice job. Talk a little bit, my favorite question of the night, and I pose this to everybody, all the student athletes, and that's tell us a little bit about yourself, something that maybe would surprise the crowd, that they wouldn't ever think that maybe Kelsey Adams was involved with.
Well, I like to dance. I'm not very good at it, but I like to dance. And a couple of my teammates and I, we like to play Dance Central on the Xbox, you know. It's a little after-practice workout.
Okay. So do you provide lots of entertainment to your team then?
Yes, because I'm not very good, so it's just a big joke.
Kelsey, thanks very much. We appreciate you taking the time, and good luck against those Griffins tomorrow night.
Thank you very much.
Let's give her a nice round of applause, folks. Kelsey Adams, goalkeeper for the Bearcat soccer team. We'll be back, and we'll have Coach Doral up here. We'll do that right after this 60-second timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCB.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors, with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Welcome back to the Bearcat Coaches Show. And before I turn this over to John and Coach Doral, I've got a trivia question for you, so listen up. I don't know if anybody will get it or not, but on the Carson's menu, there's a menu item called the goalkeeper. And I thought that was a neat deal since we had Kelsey here tonight. So if I've got a Bearcat soccer T-shirt for anybody that can tell me who that's named after. It was a particular Bearcat that came in and fixed this. She wanted this sandwich every night. When the new menus were made, they made it. And they did so in her namesake. Can you give me that name? Absolutely right. Ding, 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 ding. Let's give her a nice round of applause. Bearcat soccer shirt. Thank you very much. We're going to give away some more additional T-shirts. We've got a Bearcat football T-shirt, a softball T-shirt. We've got a Bearcat pink football T-shirt to give away as well. We'll do that a little bit later. But right now, please give a nice round of applause to John Coffey and Coach Adam Dorr.
All right. Hey, Dee, a good win for your team this past Saturday. Fort Hays State, the opponent at Bearcat Stadium, getting back on the winning track. And I thought really came out and looked sharp from the very start of that ball game on Saturday.
Yeah, we did. I thought we did some really good things. You know, first off, we played really good on defense again. Our guys are doing a really good job on defense. And we got Fort Hays in a lot of third and longs. I thought our D-line did a really good job of getting pressure. Again, we played a lot of guys over there. That's something I've been just really impressed with, the amount of guys that we're playing on defense and the productivity we're getting out of them. So defense has played lights out again. You know, special teams-wise, you know, Todd's a guy usually doesn't show up a lot in the stat sheet unless he's kicking long field goals, which he – made a nice, I think, 48-yard field goal. It kind of wind in his face a little bit, too. But his kickoffs have been really well. You know, with I don't know if you've noticed or not, but the new NCAA rule isn't working out the way the NCAA wanted it to, as far as they were, you know, hoping for more touchbacks, and that's not happening. We're getting a lot more pop kicks, and Todd's just doing a tremendous job with that. I think if you look at our opponents after a kickoff, their starting average field position is inside the 20. So... and then offensively, I thought we did some good things. I think it started with we were able to get out and run the football a little bit. James and Jordan got us going there. I thought we really did a good job of finally executing some screens, too. And when you do that stuff, that really sinks your stops your linebackers from sinking into some of those pass windows. And then we started to finally complete some passes down the field. And both our quarterbacks did a really good job, so I was proud of them, the way they conducted themselves all week in practice and the way they played on Saturday.
And let's talk about that situation a little bit. Trevor Adams with a high ankle sprain from the Central game was unable to play at quarterback. He was out there and did a good job on holding on the snaps, and that to me I think is a skill that might be a little bit underrated for Trevor, because he's a heck of a does a lot of good things on that. Yeah. That people may not notice as far as that, and save some snaps from time to time. But you had him coming in to do that, but then you had Seals and Bowles at the quarterback position alternating in and out, and it seemed like they accepted their role as well. well for what you wanted them to do on Saturday and came out and performed very well.
Yeah, they did. You know, first off, if you're going to do something like that, kids have to be very unselfish, and you know, they have to compete against themselves and not against each other. And you know, we didn't know how we were going to rotate them. You know, I just kind of put that on them, and I said we're going to wait and see how practice goes, and we'll get together Friday mid morning and talk about it. And they both had a really, really good week of practice. Last week, Seals was right around 80% on his completion, and Brady was just slightly under that, I think at 78%. So they both had a really good week of practice. You know, as you could tell with what we were doing, again, Brady's just a really talented runner, so we were able to do a lot more quarterback run stuff when he was in there. But they both did a really good job of coming in and doing their job and doing it very well. And a lot of times if you get a guy, you know, maybe making his kind of first start, you worry about him trying to do too much. But they did a really good job of just doing what we, you know, talk about doing your 1/11th and doing your job. And I just was very proud of the way they handled themselves and played.
Yeah, and I thought, too, one of the things that they did a very good job on was just getting the team to the line of scrimmage and getting the plays off. And it seemed like everything was very precision-like for both of the quarterbacks when they came in. You didn't see a lot of drop-off, getting every one set for each play.
Yeah, you're right, John. I was, again, our tempo was good. We were always looking at the 40-second clock. We do a lot of things. We do what we call a yellow check. It's just we get to the line of scrimmage and we're trying to snap the football as quick as we can. We do an orange check. It involves motion, so it's going to be a little bit slower. And then we do a blue check. It's a two-play where we're going to the line of scrimmage, usually with a run-pass option. They did a phenomenal job with that. Again, those are things as a head coach you worry about your tempo and are they going to, you know, be getting everybody lined up properly. And, they just really, really handled themselves in an awesome way. And I just was very happy for both those kids, the way they played. And I just was happy for our team that we finally, you know, played offense, defense, and special teams and played a complete game.
And on offense, did a lot of no huddle on Saturday.
Yeah, we did. It was just up and down. And, again, you know, I think it starts with what we do. If you can get some running yards going, it kind of gets you back on the ball. And, it just really opens your play calling menu. When you're setting the second four instead of second 10 like we had been the first couple weeks.
Now, also besides the job the quarterbacks did, the offensive line oftentimes goes a little bit unheralded, but you had a couple guys step in and do a good job for some injured players along the offensive line.
Yeah, we did. We had two guys making their first collegiate start, and you know, Robert Stiles, a fifth-year senior out of Liberty, and he was very proud of him. He's a kid who walked on here, and he's done some really good things, and just was the way he played for a kid who make their first collegiate start, it was awesome to see. He was out there competing. He was having a lot of fun too, and they did. I thought we did some good things. And you know, we talked about after the game we had changed some things up in our running schemes, and thought that got us going a little bit. But those guys did a tremendous job of executing and moving as a unit.
And the quarterbacks, as far as the passing game goes, spread the ball around. I think he had maybe 10 different receivers.
I think it was right at 10. You know, everybody always – you always try to target specific guys on plays, but, you know, a defense can take a guy away. They can cover him up. And, again, our guys did a good job of not sticking on one guy and going through the progression. And, you know, you probably could tell we got the ball checked down. You could see him going through one, two, and then getting the ball checked down. And that was good to see.
And as far as the defense goes, another aspect of it, as you talked about earlier, you got a lot of people rotating in and out on defense that played well throughout the entire game and gave a little bit of pressure on the quarterback in the secondary. I thought did an awfully good job, too, at times where the times when Fort Hays State's quarterback had some time, he still couldn't find by open because the secondary was doing a good job.
Yeah, they did. We've got a fifth-year senior, Nate DeYoung, at free safety, and Nate does a tremendous job. Rich gives him a lot of freedom on Saturday. Based on the offense's formation, Nate is just so good at memorizing film and understanding what they're trying to do by formation. And he checks all our coverages, and he does a tremendous job of not only getting himself in a good spot, but getting our strong safety in a good spot and our rover in our corners. So they're playing good football right now. And you know, the Dixon brothers are coming along. Tyshawn Allen's playing good at corner. Our safeties, and, you know, I feel like we're doing some good things. So, you know, as a coach, when that many guys are contributing on defense, it really makes you feel good about what you have over there. And, you know, hopefully you don't get any injuries, but if you do sustain some, then hopefully you've already got some guys that got playing experience. You're not just throwing them in there mid-season. They don't have any playing ability.
And you're also able to get Kevin Arnold back out onto the field after he went out with an injury in that first game. It's good to see him be able to return and contribute on Saturday.
Yeah, Kevin did a really good job. He was our whole D-line. Again, you know, you've watched football long enough to know it's not just about sacks. It's about getting in the quarterback pass windows and pushing the pocket. And Rich does such a good job of teaching that and getting our kids to buy into that. It's not always about sacks. It's a defensive end can run around the end and get pushed by at 7 yards, and that doesn't always do you a lot of good. You need to compress the pocket and push inward, and our guys are doing a really good job of that right now.
And getting good play out of your linebackers, too.
Yeah, we are. And, again, we're playing a lot of guys there. And, I've always said in coaching, competition makes good coaches. And fortunately right now we've got a lot of kids in our football program, they're good athletes, and they're competing against each other in a really positive way, and I think it makes us all better in the end.
And also, you talked about special teams early on and how well they played on Saturday. Key to that, you got a punt block that turned into a touchdown as well.
Yeah, you know, Coach Gorn does a great job with our special teams, and he'd started tinkering a little bit with that punt block on Tuesday, and we looked at it, it looked okay. And then we came out and ran it Wednesday, and it looked awesome Wednesday, and then it looked really good again Thursday, and I just was real confident we were going to get a punt block. And that punter of theirs was good. You know, he does that rugby, and he rolls, and then you get into that fine line. Can you block the punt? Can you hit the punter? Is it roughing the punter? That's one of those kind of gray areas in college football right now with the rule book, and it's all based off, is he inside the tackle box or outside the tackle box? And, again, when he rugs me, it kind of reestablishes itself, so... yeah, it's always beautiful to hear that double thud on the punt. And our guys did a great job of scooping and scoring.
How tough is it now to work on punt blocks and things like that with some of the rule changes now? Is it a different type of strategy that you do now?
It is. It is, John. When the shield punt came into college football about 5-6 years ago, it just really changed special teams because – before, everybody was doing a pretty traditional spread punt or tight punt. It was one or the other. And you always were able to scheme them. Now, you know, just for example, last week, they showed us three different punt looks. And you know what I mean? So you get mid-season and you're watching somebody's punt team. Like Kearney, for example, they've showed three or four different punt looks. And so what it does, you know, you have a safe check that you get. You don't want to get a fake run on you. Kearney ran a fake against Missouri Western last week and got it. So you've got a safe check. But, you know, as a team, you want to be aggressive and go after punts. So we would much rather them line up in one punt formation and be able to go after it, but it just doesn't work like that.
And as long as we're talking about special teams, and I touched a little bit earlier about the job Trevor Adams does as a holder, and sometimes that goes a little bit unnoticed, but yeah. I think he does as good a job as a holder as anyone that we've seen in the Bearcat program through the years with getting some snaps down and in time for Todd Adolph to get off a good kick.
Yeah, he does. You know, first off, we've got a great long snapper in Brian Hummel. He does a phenomenal job, and again, you don't really ever want to talk about your long snapper. If you're talking about your long snapper, it's usually a bad deal. But he does an awesome job. His time from when he's snapping the football to our holder's hand is really good. I mean, it's really good. It would be, you know, that of a Division I long snapper. He's that good. And Trevor does a good job of getting the ball down. So, yeah, those three guys, they're a good tandem right now. They spend a lot of time working that together. And, again, it just... when you can go out there and execute a 48-yard field goal into the wind, it makes you feel good about your kids and what they're doing.
I heard you talk this past summer about Hummel as well and what he brings to the program, but when you're talking about long snapping, you're a little concerned in the spring or going into it with a finger injury that might have affected his snapping ability a little bit.
Well, I don't know if you've seen him. He's such a good kid. He's a tough kid. He plays fullback, too. So, again, you know, in our offense, you don't see him a lot, but man, usually if there's a little scrap at the end of a play, he's usually involved in it. But, you know, midsummer, he comes back from his doctor and he had broken his finger, and, you know, I hadn't seen him. I'd gone on vacation, been gone, been back, and he'd had it fixed and supposed to be doing all this rehab. And Brian, how's your finger? Oh, it's fine. You know, he holds it up. He's like, it's fine. And, oh, yeah, it's coming along. I'll get it straightened out. So he's about three quarters gotten it straightened out, but, somehow he tapes that thing up to his pinky, and he's able to snap just fine.
And it's worked out pretty well right now.
Yeah, it is. You know, he's been a good pickup. But we've had We've been very, very fortunate to get some of the kids we have locally, you know, whether it's a kid from Maryville High School or him, or, you know, we've got kids from Bedford, Creston, Atlantic. It's just, it's really good high school football around here. I think it's probably better than most people that live around here understand, from a guy who goes out and recruits Oklahoma, Iowa, you know, Kansas, down by St. Louis. The high school football that's played in this area is very good high school football. So it's, whenever you can get those kids to stay around, it's awesome, and it's fun to see them play and play well.
I think that's good from all kinds of standpoints. You bring a local kid in that where he can grow up and maybe dream about playing for Northwest Missouri State and then turn it into reality. And also, it's good as far as growing the fan base in the region as well.
Yeah, it does. The things you talked about are very important. The thing that makes us feel good, or makes me feel good personally as coach, or just in all my years of being here at Northwest, is when you've had a kid that's played here for you, and we have so many this is such a big teacher college, coaching college, as far as kids getting majors. When those kids go out and they go into that profession, and they're sending kids your way, and when you hear a kid talk, you're like, oh, you know, so-and-so, they love their experience here, and they loved you guys. That makes you feel good. It makes you feel like you're doing things right when those kids, you know, are going out of their way to try to send kids back here. They come back and visit you. And, you know, it's just part of Bearcat football. It's something that we learned from Mel a long time ago, and we're going to continue to recruit local kids and keep building our family here.
Again, a 48-10 win over Fort Hays State on Saturday. An important win, bouncing back after a loss to Central Missouri. You're now 1-1 in them, might have a late 2-1 overall. And talk a little bit about, obviously it's a long season and a lot of football left to be played, but how important was it to get back on the winning track after that loss to the Mules?
Well, I think it was important. I think the main thing that we wanted to accomplish was we wanted to try to play good in all three phases. I feel like we played good on defense and special teams leading up to that point in every game. And it was important to win, but it was important to play good. We've got to start developing some confidence as a football team, and we got to start playing like, you know, I know we can and our kids know we can. So I feel like we took that first step. That's something we talked about it 10 minutes tonight after practice about what we're going to Kearney for. And, you know, so many people are worried about who's playing quarterback for Kearney, and, you know, like, I could care less. You know, we need to go out there and focus on Northwest Missouri State on playing good football in all three phases and having fun and flying around. We flew around Saturday, and, you know, our kids were having a lot of fun on the sideline. And if you do those things, I mean, you don't have to be perfect in your execution. If you're doing that, you're playing with good enthusiasm and you're playing with good passion, you can overcome a lot of shortcomings. You can overcome you know, bad calls by a coach, bad calls by official. You know, it doesn't matter when kids are playing with that type of energy. It's good to see. And so we just need to follow up on that. We need to have another week of doing that.
All right. And again, Northwest Missouri State faces Nebraska Kearney on Saturday. We'll have more on that with the head coach of the Bearcats, Adam Burrell. When we come back, we'll talk about the Kearney matchup. That's coming up. Again, we're broadcasting live from downtown Maryville at Carson Sports Grill on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Back with more with the head coach of the Bearcats, Adam Dorrell, right after this timeout on KXCV KRNW.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassandLock.com.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MarylandVilleMO.org.
Welcome back to the Bearcat Coaches Show here live at Carson Sports Grill, 310 North Main in Maryville. And before we get back to John and Coach Dorrell, got a couple of trivia questions for you. I hope they're easy. First one, this is for a Bearcat T-shirt. Great-looking Bearcat T-shirt, black. What anniversary? You know, Carson's been in business for a few years now here in Maryville. What anniversary will Carson celebrate this year? We got five over here. We got 15. Five over here. 10. Hold it. Raise your hand and yell out. It's six. And you've already won, so I've got another six over here. So we're going to toss you a T-shirt. Next. Now, this is super easy. And the first hand I see go up that can correctly answer this will be the winner. And that's another Bearcat. Beautiful. This is a beautiful Bearcat football T-shirt. What was the score of last week's game against Fort Hays State? 48-10. You're the winner. Okay. With that being done, thank you very much. We'll give it back to John and Coach Dorrell.
All right. Thank you, Rodney Harris. I'll tell you what, he didn't come impressed with Rodney's arm there.
Yeah, it was a good throw. It was a good throw. Yeah, it was right good on. Catch by Mr. Post. You look good in pink, by the way.
Eddie, before we talk a little bit more about Nebraska Kearney, I know you got a group of players. Why you want to recognize
you? Yeah, the D line's up eating. I'm glad I'm not paying for that bill. Those guys can eat. They're usually the first through the line when we're on the road, and then they follow it up the second time. They're the first through the food line when we're on the road.
So is there anything left after they go through there?
No, not right? Usually. They make the kickers eat last. So.
The kickers never get any respect.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Well, one thing you talked about Todd Adolph a little bit earlier. He's tied up a career mark for him with that one that threw a goal last week for 48 yards. So it's kind of nice to know you got a guy like that out there that can.
Yeah, he's developed himself into a good kicker. You know, he's got works at it really hard. Him and Goodburn both. It's fun to watch them. You know, they film each other with the iPad. And Goodburn's dad's been such a great resource to us. I know you remember Peter Rama?
Yes.
Peter Rama's kind of known throughout the Midwest as being a kicking guru. And we tied Peter and Goodburn into our camps this year, and we started a kicking camp. And, you know, we're going to raise a little bit of money, but most importantly, it's a recruiting aspect for us. Those two guys come up and run that. So it's cool, and I'm looking forward to watching that camp grow.
Yeah, Goodburn's dad's got a little bit of a nice resume to him, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. You know, played with the Chiefs for many years, won a Super Bowl with the Washington Redskins, and you ever get a chance to talk to him, he's a very down-to-earth guy. He's a good dude. So it's been fun to get to know him.
Now, as far as Nebraska's Kearney comes in, they're a team that made the playoffs last year but really struggling with an 0-3 record. But they played some tough competition, lost to Washburn to open up, and really a surprising Emporia State team is playing very well. And 58-35 loss to Emporia State, then last week played Missouri Western very tough before losing 38-14. What about this Kearney team? What are you looking for there?
Well, you could argue they played three of the best teams in the MIAA right now, the way that Emporia State's playing really, really good right now. We followed them, so we've been getting their film against. They're playing tough right now, playing good football. But I'm sure they're a little bit disappointed in their record right now. They're big. That's the big thing that I look at is they're very big and physical on the D line, and they've had a few injuries. But it's their homecoming out there, and like you said, it's a team that won a playoff game last year and did a really good job in the playoffs. Actually, got a bye, so. We're expecting a really hard game, and I know their coaches, and we watch them on film, they're well coached, their kids are disciplined, and they play hard. And so when you see those three things pop up in a week, you know you're going to be in for a fight.
And it's been a while since Northwest has played at Nebraska Kearney back in 1990. That was back really before you were even playing for the
Bearcats.
Yeah,
it was. Somebody asked me that today on an interview. I think their guy did, and I said, I don't even remember Northwest playing out there, so we must not have been very good that year.
Well, I remember making the trip anyway. But as far as, again, facing a team that's coming into the conference, the Nebraska Kearney team with a pretty good resume there, but again, a lot of unknowns going into this matchup.
Yeah, there is. You look at, I'm not a guy that dwells on injury. You've known me long enough. I mean, that's part of football. That's why you have to get your backups ready to play, but. Their starting quarterback blew his knee against Emporia, and they had a couple kids that played last week against Missouri Western and did some good things. And they both got injured last week. So I'm anticipating one of those kids is going to play. I don't read in too much of that stuff. They've got a kid on their roster that's playing receiver for them right now. It's a very talented kid. And maybe if you're playing, if you're in a run-and-shoot system or a team that throws the ball all the time, it would be a big deal. But what they do offensively, it's going to be very easy for them to insert that receiver at quarterback. They do a lot of zone ride, a lot of option stuff. The kid was an option quarterback in Nebraska. I think he's second in the high school records there. It's all-time touchdown leader in the state of Nebraska. So it's not, again, for what they do, there's not going to be much drop-off there. As a matter of fact, it's probably a lot easier for them to get the kid the football. So it kind of makes you a little bit nervous there.
Now, as far as what they do defensively, what are some of the things that concern you there?
Well, they bring a lot of pressure, more so than any team we've probably seen in a couple of years. Reminds me of an old Abilene Christian team that we used to play that used to blitz a lot. You know, these guys are showing up about 50% of the time they blitz. And, you know, you just got to try to manage that a little bit. They may get you a couple times, but at the end, if you can catch them in man coverage, hopefully we can get Jordan on the outside or James. And we're going to try to run some screens and do some different things that we haven't shown on film yet to get guys open and one-on-one matchups and just do our two-play check system, go to the line with our best run play and, you know, give a hard count. And if they're showing blitz, then we'll get into one of our screens.
Now, they have given up quite a few points this season up to this point. Is that primarily a byproduct of who they played right now?
Yeah, a little bit. And then it's just the blitzing. I mean, they're going out there and playing a couple good series back-to-back, and then they turn around and blitz six or seven guys. And, you know, Missouri Wrestling runs dark screen for, you know, 30 or 40 yards. So it's a little bit of that. I don't know. Maybe they'll change. Yeah, and again, the opponents are playing are good opponents.
And, again, what do you see is just some of the initial keys to a win on Saturday?
Well, they've got a freshman kicker, and so he's I'm hoping to get some good kick returns and get good field position. Same thing with the punter. The kid that's kind of doing everything is also their punter, and his punt average is just okay for a college punter. So I'm hoping we can really win the field position battle. Our defense, you know, that's been the hot topic. Who's playing quarterback? We're going to show up, and who's ever playing quarterback, we're going to go after him. We're going to hit him. And, you know, Rich is very confident. They've got a game plan for whoever's going to play, and we'll be able to adjust on the sideline and do what we need to do. And then offensively, we're going to go out and, you know, do what we did last week. We're going to play a couple quarterbacks and try to get our running game going. If we can do that, sets up some of our deep play action passes, and hopefully we'll protect and, you know, have another great day.
All right, when we come back, we've got one more segment. That's to answer some of the questions from the crowd here. It's Carson Sports Grill, as we've got a number of the cards being handed up to us to talk with AD. So we'll be back and answer some questions about Bearcat football with the head coach of the Bearcats, Adam Doyle. That's coming up right after this final timeout on the KXCB Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast live from downtown Maryville, Carson Sports Grill.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Today's Bearcat Radio Network broadcast is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice at 119 East 4th in Maryville. More information available at 660-582-7196.
This broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you by the Northwest Medical Center of Albany, Missouri. The Northwest Medical Center offers ambulatory and general surgery, cardiac rehabilitation, dietary counseling, and occupational therapy at 705 North College in Albany, Missouri. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from A&G Restaurant in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering located at 208 North Main in Maryville. More information available at agrestaurant.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 811 South Walnut in Cameron.
And welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Right now with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Adam Doyle, on our question and answer segment. And, AD, we've got a number of questions that the folks want to know about. And I guess first one, we'll just talk about discussing the development of the defensive secondary this season. And what do you see some of the greatest things that have come out of this year?
There you go. Thank you. Oh, I think the biggest thing is, you know, Nate DeYoung's playing good football, and he's kind of our information center back there. You know, obviously we've added the Dixon brothers. They've had they've helped. We've got Dylan Chadwick and Foxy. They're in here eating too. Both those kids are redshirts into our program. They've done a really, really good job. They really have, both those kids. One of them's from St. Joe Central. He was smart enough to get out of St. Joe. And the other one is he's from Hamilton, Missouri, J.C. Penney High School. So they're both doing a really good job too. So we're just playing a lot of guys, and the big thing that I've seen from them, they're not giving up a lot of deep balls. And we, the first two games of the year, we were playing a lot of man coverage, and so you always worry about that a little bit. And they've done a really good job of keeping everything inside and in front of them. And all those guys are playing on every special team too, so it's been a really strong point for our team this year.
Now, another question coming from our Greg Chapman is, how's Jordan Simmons doing, and will he play this Saturday in Kearney?
Still waiting to see on that. He had a little bit of an injury on during the game. He's also been battling. We've actually had a little bit of flu bug going through our team, so we'll know tomorrow, kind of our last check. Our doctors will check him over one more time, but I'm anticipating, yeah, he will play.
And what exactly happened Saturday with him?
He just got dinged a little bit. You know, it's just with college football, any football nowadays, you know, that's there's protocol that you go through, and it'd be a good time to explain it to everybody. The kids take a baseline test before camp starts, and it's a computer-generated deal that's based off hand-eye coordination. And so when they do get dinged, they put them back on that test and run through it. And so if there's any deficiencies there, they shut the kids down. So it's good for the kids. They're looking out for the student-athletes, and it's good that we finally have a protocol for it. The NCAA finally did that 2 years ago. Before that, it was basically on the doctor's game day, you know, discretion a little bit. And, you know, that's you know, there's just, when you're using that type of discretion, it's kind of bad for potentially for the student-athlete. So.
Now, one last question that we'll go to, and this looks like it might become an inside question. I'm not sure here, but it says, Sue and I are ready to do football 102. We already passed 101, or do they need a refresher course? So what's that all about?
Yeah, well, Coach Wright offered a class last year, and it was called Football 101. And he would women in the community involved and kind of educate them about the game of football. And he did it last year in the fall, and we got a lot of good report from it, and I'm not sure when he's going to do it again. I know he's talked about doing it again, but I think we're going to do it maybe in February just for his schedule a little bit, and for ours it works out a little bit better. But I will certainly pass on to him that was brought up.
All right. Well, A.D., thanks a lot for being with us again this week on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, and good luck on Saturday as you face Nebraska Kearney.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for coming.
All right. That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Dorrell. And all right, thanks for A.D. being with us this week. And again, they travel out to Kearney, make the trip out to Kearney, Nebraska, to face the Nebraska Kearney Lopers. That's a 4 o'clock start on a Saturday afternoon. We'll have the broadcast along KXCV, KRNW, and the Bearcat Radio Network beginning at 3 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day, in case you can't make the long trip out to Kearney, Nebraska. Thanks to everyone involved with our program, Rodney Harris here, as well as Tracy Hosa, the head coach of the Northwest soccer team, as her team is in action tomorrow night down at St. Joseph to face Missouri Western. Again, she brought along goalkeeper Kelsey Adams out of Savannah, and we want to thank Kelsey for coming as well. So thanks for everyone, and thanks for you for all coming out and watching the show this week, and we'll hope to see you back here again next Thursday night with the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.